Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
Well, the Giants' amazing and dreamlike quest for another ring has ended shipwrecked on the rocky shore of baseball reality. Where did the Giants' offense go? Why did Camilo Doval throw slider after slider? And is Gabe Morales really a worse umpire than Angel Hernandez, as Gabe Morales' wiki page now says he is, Ray? These are just some of the questions we will answer today with your help. 888-957-9570. Whitey Gleason, along with Ray Ratto, I'm in for Damon today. By the way, you want to download the Odyssey app in favor of 95.7 The Game to get breaking news updates as well as links to the top interviews and best moments on the game, powered by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. So, what is the message? What are you going to remember? What's your takeaway from this Giants season? Here's what Gabe Kapler said he had to say to his team after last night's devastating loss.
I think the unselfishness that this team showed throughout the year, the trust that they showed in one another, was second to none. Better than any season that I've ever been a part of as a player, as a coach, in any position in baseball. And I just respect the hell out of it. A team first mentality. I've never seen it like this. This is the best I've ever seen. So if there's a message, it's continue with that. And we're going to build on this season and be better because we have that foundation in place, that foundation of trust and unselfishness.
That's that winning culture that you talk so much about, Ray Ratto. Giants established that winning culture this year, if nothing else.
Yes, but everything reverts to the mean eventually. And if you believe that the Giants were greater than the sum of its parts this year, it's an excellent chance they will not be that next year. And I'm not trying to, you know, harsh anybody's mellow or anything.
That's what you do. That's kind of how you roll.
No, but I mean, I think it's they're not going to be better than they were this year. I mean, 109 wins is a lot.
I know.
So, you know, how much less than 109 wins are they going to be? Who knows? I mean, they will not be as good as they were this year just because the law of big numbers says they won't be.
There's another reason why I don't think they'll be as good or win as many games as they did this year. We'll get to that in just a second. First, what are you going to remember the most about this incredible season? 888-957-9570. Let's talk to, is it Vil from Menlo Park joining us on 95.7 The Game? Hey, Vil, you're on with Whitey and Ray. What's up?
Hey there. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Always enjoy listening to you guys. But I just wanted to comment. I haven't heard much said about two blown calls against Chris Bryant in the fourth. It seemed like everybody's talking about the blown call at the end of the game. That probably wasn't a game-changing call, whereas I think the two blown calls against Chris Bryant in the fourth were game-changing because he came in, Crawford was on base, no outs, he had a 2-0 start, ump called the third pitch a strike, and it was clearly a ball. The next pitch was a ball that was called a ball, and he would have walked then. And the following pitch was another strike called a ball. So bottom line is, two men on, no outs, usually ends up in at least a run more times than not. And that would have changed the entire game. So anyway, that's my two cents. That's what I'll remember from this. And it seems to have gotten lost in the talk about the final call of the game.
Thank you, Phil. That's a great call. I agree with you. When they had Crawford on and then a 3-1 pitch to Bryant and it's low and it's clearly low and then you got two on, nobody out, that's, you know, and as much as, to Ray's point, as much as the Giants struggle to score runs, when all of a sudden two on, no out, wow, you got a real shot here and you don't get many real shots. That was a terrible call, Ray, and that's baseball. I know, that's baseball. Is that why they lost? No, but it didn't help, and it's just, it was very unfortunate to see just such a dreadful call like that, a strike call on a ball that nearly bounced, and give Will Smith credit for the old frame job. It's unfortunate. That was just as, if not more costly than the Wilmer Flores check swing that was ruled a strike.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't help, but, you know, again, everybody gets those.
Sure.
And is there any guarantee that they turn it into runs? Based on the way they played the rest of this series, I don't think you can make that claim. I mean, it might have opened the door, but I think what we saw during this series is that the Giants couldn't open that door, even when they had guys on base. I mean, they left a ton of people on base in game two, you know, got run out 9-2. They hit 125 with runners in scoring position in the series. And yeah, the Bryant at bat sticks out, but there's still another 24 at bats when they had guys that could have driven in and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their offensive numbers were such that you don't look at any single at bat and go, yeah, that would have changed it, because there was nothing about this series that suggested the Giants were going to string a lot of runs together.
I threw out the question, what are you going to remember the most about this season? But people, and understandably, are still dealing with that loss last night and focused on the loss last night. 888-957-9570. What are you going to remember the most about the season and about last night's game? From the 510, defensive shifts, lost that game. Solano out of position a bunch. Let's see. Were there any calls in that game that went against the Dodgers? So people really struggling still, Ray, with some of the umpiring decisions. Do you think, I've heard a lot of people today saying a lot of things, and I understand a lot of it is just you're trying to come to terms with it if you're rooting for the Giants. There's been a lot of talk about, hey, I'm not even sure the Dodgers are a better team. In your mind, did the Dodgers prove last night with a 2-1 win in the fifth and deciding game, did the Dodgers prove they're the better team this year than the Giants?
They're not a lot better, but yeah, I think they are better. Only because, and I said this yesterday, they have more ways to beat you than you do at beating them. I mean, it just, yeah, Mookie Betts, they couldn't get him out, but Cody Bellinger cut him up. That shouldn't have happened. I mean, if they were as good. You know, Will Smith cut him up. I mean, there were a bunch of people there. And the Dodger bullpen that people like to laugh about, awfully good.
Well, yeah, when you have Max awfully Scherzer. Good. I know he wasn't great when he came in.
Never mind Scherzer. Jansen. Gratterall.
Trinan.
I mean, that's three guys right there. That doesn't include Joe Smith. That's four guys you don't want to face. Did the Giants have four guys coming out of their bullpen that the Dodgers didn't want to face?
You mean Kelly?
Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did
yeah.
I say?
Joe Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like,
I knew who you meant. All good.
Irish scum. No, I think
old Smitty.
I think that the Dodgers had better matchups than the Giants did. I mean, again, it's not by a lot, because they both won 12 games when all this was over, and the run differential was minimal. But in the end, if you're saying I have to have one team, I'm going to take the Dodgers.
We know that Farhan kind of cut his teeth working with Billy, right? It's a great story. Farhan read the book Moneyball and decided, I think I might want to do this. And he applied for a job with the A's and he got the job. Billy, we know, famously said, my bleep doesn't work during the playoffs. To what extent, if any, was the last night's result that coming home to roost? The fact that you build a team that way, a team that is built to win in the regular season and take advantage of mismatches and platoons, is that a way to win that really compromises you when you get into the postseason against the best teams?
No, because this team was not built to Moneyball specifications. This team was built to Tampa Bay specifications, because after Farhan was done with the A's, he went to the Dodgers to work for Andrew Friedman,
right,
who was the guy who reinvented Tampa Bay. The Giants are a lot more like Tampa than they are those Moneyball A's teams.
I agree with you, and I thought the reason the A stuff didn't tend to work, and I know there were exceptions, but they just, so often there'd be those big playoff games, and the pitching matchups would be, they'd be at such a disadvantage against, you know, Sonny Gray against Verlander or something. And this Giants pitching staff, and I know DeSclafani got kicked around, but they had a pretty good pitching staff.
Pretty good, but not as good as the Dodgers.
Well, true.
Because when you think about the number of pitchers the Dodgers didn't have access to, Trevor Bauer, you know, put his evil to the side. Clayton Kershaw, Danny Duffy, Dustin May. That's a pretty good rotation. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had enough for a pretty good rotation. And because they are willing to spend for pitching, and they were willing to spend plus to get Mookie Betts, who is a difference maker on a daily basis when he's healthy, that gives them an advantage. Now, could the Giants spend like that? Absolutely. But they haven't spent on a pitcher to that extent for years. You know, they haven't gotten that, I know, we'll give you four or five minor leaguers, you give us Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. You know, I mean, they sort of hunted around that. But Scherzer had something to say about it, and he wanted to play in Southern California. So whatever the Giants wanted to do, they couldn't do it with those guys. But the point is, in the postseason, it never hurts to have an automatic out.
Yeah.
And they developed that in Logan Webb. But the rest of the starters, I mean, do you want to bet that Alex Wood is going to shut out the Dodgers more than once a year? I don't. You know, and, you know, Gausman, great first half, sort of, you know, reverted to the mean. DeSclafani, great first half, reverted to the mean, and then against the Dodgers, got kicked around. I mean, those are things that matter. The Dodgers were the worst possible matchup for the Giants.
Well, that leads us to another question looking into next year, which is, how can the Giants be ahead of schedule, as it appears they are, if they only have one starting pitcher under contract for next year? So, obviously, Farhan's got a lot of work to do in the offseason. 888-957-9570. In the meantime, what are you going to remember the most about last night's game? About the season, let's go to Travis in San Jose, 95.7 The Game. Travis, you're on with Ray Ratto and Whitey Gleason. What's up?
Good afternoon. Yeah, so I noticed that everything went right for the Giants in the season pretty much until the playoffs last night. And everything looks like it went wrong for the Dodgers, a lot of injuries, and still won 106 games. So that's pretty scary. So hopefully Farhan can get a little bit of a blank check and start getting some guys in there that can actually do something. So that's all I got, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Yeah, I noticed that too, Ray, going into the series. So many things went wrong for the Dodgers, right? And so many things seemed to go right for the Giants. And I thought, what the heck? Baseball law, it's unscientific, but the Giants are going to win because of that. And the Dodgers just overcame so much adversity. And there was a vibe last night. I think you could even watch it on TV. I think there was a sense going into that game, for whatever reason, you could see that the Dodgers, whatever it was that made them champions last year with an asterisk, they had found it coming back in game four. And I think Giants fans had a very uncomfortable feeling about that game last night.
I don't know that they did, because Logan Webb's a pretty good guy to put your paycheck in his mouth. I mean, I think they thought, yeah, we could do this. We've got a great pitcher. Problem that they had was that Julio Urias is every bit as good, and the Dodgers could fritter around at the start of the game and the end of the game because everywhere else they were better. You know, I thought not starting Urias was a goofy move because I thought it was Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman overthinking this. It turned out it didn't really matter. You know, maybe they knew that Urias was only going to be good for four or five innings.
It was a push. I thought it was pretty smart.
They just wanted to shave it, but
yeah, it was a push at best.
Yeah, Corey Knebel got out of his inning without too much trouble. Brewster Graterol got out of his inning, slightly more trouble, but he never looked like he was in danger. And then you eat up the middle four innings with Urias. Then you come back with Trinan. Then you come back with Scherzer. All those options are better than everything the Giants had, the single exception of Logan Webb. You know, it's a matter of numbers at some point.
888-957-9570. Let's talk to Leroy in Oakland, 95.7 The Game. What's up, Leroy? Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, it's always a pleasure to be on. You know, what I took from last night is I watched every pitch, every second of the game, and I was one of those guys with baseball where baseball was wearing old on me. I wasn't watching it as much, and I just say my love for baseball came back, and that's what I'm going to remember. I'm a Giants fan, and I enjoyed the game, every second of it, and there's going to be blown calls. There's going to be errors. There's going to be this. That's all part of a 2-3 hour game. But in the end, what I was proud of was, did the Giants put themselves in a position to win it at the end? And you know what? They did. And I want to throw a stat out real quick. This whole postseason, American League, both leagues, 13-5 when a team scores first. 13-0 when a team out-homers the other team. And I'm sitting there waiting for that second home run by Darren Ruff, and he rolled a couple of them out, guys, and they just fell a little short. But I was waiting for that second home run, and we never got it. And the Dodgers were the first to score, and again, 13-5 in the postseason in Major League Baseball for teams that scoring first. So I kind of figured the Dodgers would get it after we didn't that extra home run. But great season by the Giants, guys. One more thing. One of my keys last night was the fifth spot for the Giants, and they did well. Chris Bryant, he did well. And my worry was Mookie Betts. And, yeah, he got us. So great season. I have nothing to say bad about the Giants, man. They had a heck of a season, and I'm looking forward to next season. God bless.
Thank you, Leroy. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call. One of the things, Ray, that made me sad to see it end like that is because I love baseball, as you do, from a baseball family. And baseball became such a hot story around here again. There were so many people interested in the day-to-day goings-on of the Giants with this great race. And now it's, I understand, you know, basketball season starting, that's great, and it's football season. It's just sad when it, you know, you have this almost magical summer, and then it ends like that. And it's just unfortunate because this was a real revival year for baseball around the Bay, especially in San Francisco.
Dusty Baker is managing tonight.
Yeah.
You get your fix tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you choose what you want, but you can make this season last a little longer, even though your team's not in it anymore.
Well, I know, but you know there are more casual fans that are going to be like, eh.
So the hell with them.
There won't be as much baseball discussion. There's not as much interest in baseball. And I was just really enjoying how everybody around the Bay was into baseball. You're absolutely right. It's just unfortunate that it ends like that. On the other
you
hand,
you need to choose better friends.
clearly, that's the case. Gabe
certainly
Kapler,
need to choose better co-hosts.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Gabe Kapler, on the unfortunate way the game ended last night.
Super tough. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't want a game to end that way. I know these guys work really hard to make the right call, so it's super challenging on our end. Obviously, it's going to be frustrating to have a game in like that. A pretty high-quality hitter at the plate that can climb back into that count. It's no guarantee of success at the end of the at-bat. It's just a tough way to end it. There's no need to be angry about that. I just think it's just a disappointing way to end. There are other reasons we didn't win today's baseball game. So that was just the last call of the game, and yeah, that's enough.
That's another thing I'll remember about this season, Ray. Wasn't it Ray last year that started calling him Gabe Gaffler? Lucas, wasn't that Ray that came up with that? I mean,
are we going to do this again where you make stuff up and then pin it on me?
I'm sorry. I'm asking my producer a question. That's all. Anyway, but all kidding aside, isn't it amazing how far he's come, at least in terms of his reputation? A year ago, I remember being on with you and we were talking about when he went out to the mound when he couldn't and he had to take the pitcher out. He had to leave the pitcher in and how we were, you know, does he know what he's doing? And look now, he's manager of the year, right? I mean, that's incredible, that turnaround.
He's the only Giant who's going to get an award this postseason. I mean, I don't know that Farhan Zaidi is going to be executive of the year. He might be, but I think there are others who are being mentioned. But Gabe Kapler.
Who do you think would be higher on the list?
Oh, I think you could probably make a case for James Click in Houston. Chaim Bloom.
I mean, it just seems obvious to me the way the Giants. You know, it is with some of those awards.
Way, but, you know, I don't know who votes for executive of the year. I know it's not the writers. You know, so that might be a whole different set of things. But I think, in terms of your original question, Gabe Kapler has sort of learned from the gaffes he made in Philadelphia and found out that even after screwing up so early last season, that people in San Francisco were willing to let him up. I mean, it took him all of last year to get people to say, well, maybe he's not that bad. And then this year, things started to hit. I mean, he was basically the guy hitting on 17 and drawing fours all day long.
Yep.
That's a pretty good way for people to start thinking you're a genius as a manager. And in future years, maybe those things don't hit. But very few managers get a chance to remake their reps, especially after getting, you know, dragged through the gravel in Philadelphia like he did. I think right now people look at him and go, even if Farhan Zaidi is, you know, doing some managing from upstairs, and even though he's got 39 assistant coaches, you know, they won 109 games with a team whose roster says they should win about 83.
I really think the success they had early in the year when they went into Philadelphia, I think that really helped solidify Gabe Kapler, settle him down. I really felt like he proved something there, and it helped kind of establish a foundation for what they were able to do the rest of the year. But obviously there was a lot to that. Speaking of managers, former Giant Doc Roberts, the Dodgers skipper, after the game, congratulated the Orange and Black.
I want to congratulate the Giants on a tremendous season, best record in all of baseball, and it was just great every time we played those guys, and just bringing that rivalry back to life, really, and playing for relevance, and that was great. So to Gabe, to the organization, to Farhan, the players, coaches, staff, it was congratulations.
To me, Ray, when the Giants went down there in July and they broke the Dodgers' closer, and you had Dodger fans booing Kenley Jansen. The Giants went down there and they broke the Dodgers' Death Star. But then at the deadline, the Dodgers just got Scherzer and Turner, and they built another one. And here they are. I mean, one of the most impactful deadline deals we've ever seen, the Dodgers getting Scherzer and Turner. Tip of the cap, here they are, on they go. But where do the Giants go from here? And are they truly ahead of schedule when, again, you've got so many of your starting pitchers who may be here, they may not be here next year?
It's hard to know. I mean, right now, of course, they're ahead of schedule. They're way ahead of schedule. The question is not whether they're ahead of schedule. It's whether they can maintain this next year. And I think it's very hard to improve by 30 games from 2019, which is the last full season, to where they are now without regressing some next year, because some of these guys are going to be gone. This roster is not going to stay intact. And Farhan Zaidi is not such a warlock that he could just keep finding guys.
That's true. They're not all out there.
Yeah.
If they are, they can find them, but they're not all out there.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you're just wrong on guys.
Yeah.
And because that's the nature of baseball. So I would imagine they'll fall back some. I don't know how much. I think they'll probably still be a factor, but they've got to rebuild a hunk of that starting rotation. And there are going to be changes in the bullpen. You know, some of the fringe players that they got a lot of action from this year, you know, they're going to get a free agent deal that they like better than the one here. So, I mean, I think there's going to be a fair amount of roster churn this offseason.
Don't you think that's one of the things that hurts for Giants fans? Maybe they don't want to voice it. Maybe they don't want to admit it. The Dodgers, you know, with their roster, they've been good. They're going to be good. And I know it looks like the Giants with young prospects coming up, yeah, they have every chance now to really build on the success. But there's also the chance this year seemed so surprising that maybe next year is a year of regression, which made the fact that they came up short this year all the more painful.
I don't think anybody's thinking about next year yet. I think they'll be ready to start complaining about next year on April 15th. But for now, they're basically either screaming at Gabe Morales or they're going, that was a great fun 6 months. That's going to wear off because it always wears off. But for now, they're drunk with a hangover combined with rage and joy.
Yes. Coming up, what Giants fans need to do the rest of the way and who they need to pull for. And how did the Giants do what they just did? That's coming up here. It's Damon and Ratto, Whitey in for Damon today on 95.7 The Game. And we are presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.